Pastor Jeff also said that the baptismal is ready, so if anybody wants to get baptized, this would be a good day to do it. So this word is called dunamis power. And I remember back in the day, we used to talk about this idea of dunamis power, because the word dunamis actually means dynamite. And I don't know how many of you are on Facebook, but Pastor Pauline Stevenson, one of the founding pastors, actually put dynamite in her feed. And I was like, yeah, she knows what dynamite is. She actually died right here in the middle aisle. And she was actually dead for a little bit. And everybody prayed for her and were working on her. And the medics came and shocked her back. And it was an absolute dunamis miracle that she actually survived that. Not just surviving it, but actually coming out on the other side of it and being completely fine. She was dead for a while. She's dead for a while. So dunamis power, dynamite power. I didn't give this scripture upstairs, but I wanted to read it. It's Hebrews 12, 18 through 24, and this is what it says. It says, "For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to the blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded, and if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, 'I am exceedingly afraid and I am trembling.' But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel." And that experience when Moses was up on the mountain was an absolutely terrifying experience. It said he was exceedingly afraid of what was happening. And you say, why is that important? Because on that mountain, that was the essence of the dynamite dunamis power. So what Jesus did not do is he did not come to earth as some kind of superhero. Because the fact is, if he would have came to earth as he was in heaven, as you walk past him, you would melt like a ball of wax. Because of his holiness, because of the power, the dunamis, the dynamite power. So it's interesting what God did, because God actually concealed the power in a human being. And actually when Mary, it says the Spirit of God overshadowed Mary and the power of God came on Mary, that word power is actually dunamis. So the dunamis power overshadowed Mary and came onto Mary, and In the most simple form of a seed from the Spirit of God was produced by dunamis power. Dunamis power. I looked up how many times dunamis power is actually mentioned in the New Testament. It's 120. 120 times. It was for each one of the 120 that was in the upper room. See, only God can do this stuff. Only God can coordinate and organize and do these types of things. 120, one for each that was in the upper room. And we go into Acts 1, 4 through 8, and this is what it says. It says, "Being assembled together with them," it says, "he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father." This was a promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they came together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive dynamite." You don't know what's on the inside of you. Dunamis. You will receive dynamite power, dynamic power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You shall be witnesses. You shall go and tell because you have dynamite on the inside of you. And we were in a prayer room before all of this. And we heard a sizzle. The thing about dynamite, dynamite has a wick. I don't know if you've watched those movies where that sizzle, and then boom. See, some things you need a firecracker for, some things you need an M80 for, some things you need an M200 or an M500. There's some stuff in here today that needs to be dynamited out. And it can be cancer. It needs to be dynamited out. Because sickness and disease do not belong in the kingdom of God. And we pray right now for dynamite, dunamis, power. These things only are produced through trials and tribulations and sufferings. And we're going to look at this. But this dunamis power is not just handed to us. It comes through trial. And some of you in here are in desperate situations and you need dynamite here today. You don't need a firecracker. You don't need some kind of self-help stuff. You need dynamite. It appears 120 times in the New Testament. There's 120 disciples waiting for the promise of the Father. Acts 2:1-4 says, when the day Pentecost had fully come. Pentecost was celebrated year after year after year after year in the Old Testament. And now here comes the consummation of this thing called Pentecost. It's actually happening on the day that they celebrated it for thousands of years. And here we are because God is a God of timing. Do you know He fulfilled every one of the feasts exactly on time? Only God can do these things. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, listen, maybe in here today, maybe your day has fully come. Maybe your day has fully come. Maybe your day has fully come. Maybe this is the day that these things you struggled with for years, for 10, for 20, maybe this is the day that your day has fully come for dynamite to release you and set you free. Maybe this is the day. I'm tired of waiting on something to come when it has already been given. And God's just asking us to tap in and understand how powerful He is on the inside of us. Man, they were all with one accord and one place, and suddenly, dynamite went off. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each one of them. Each one of them, 120 of those disciples in the upper room, had a tongue of fire that sat on them. It was the same pillar of fire in the Old Testament, and that pillar of fire came on the inside of that upper room and filled every one of them. 120 of them. He didn't fill 119 or 110 or 50 or 20. He said, go, and I tell you to go. If you'll wait and tarry, all of you will be filled with dynamite. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The disciples were filled with dunamis power when the Holy Ghost filled them. I'm telling you in here today, there's an atmosphere. Atmosphere is pregnant with miracles in here right now. There's an atmosphere right here, right now, that is pregnant with healing and miracles. Yes, why? Because dunamis is here. God's dynamite power is in this house. You say, why? Because He's here. He's here. And a heavenly host of angels are looking in, pregnant with the miraculous, pregnant with healing, dunamis power. It's literally the supernatural, miraculous power of God. It's simply the supernatural, miraculous power of God. It's the same divine power involved in creating the universe. When he parted the Red Sea, it was dunamis. When he raised Jesus from the dead, it was dunamis. It was dynamite. Peter actually refers to dunamis power in Acts 10:38, and this is what he says. He says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. The word anointed there is literally rubbed all over him. Smeared. The Holy Spirit all over him. And it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with dunamis. And then he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Isn't it interesting that Peter says that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power? Peter was emphasizing the word dunamis here, the word dynamite here. He could have just said the Holy Spirit, but he didn't. He said the Holy Spirit and dunamis. And you know the story. Jesus gets baptized, the voice comes out of heaven and says, this is my son in whom well pleased. The Holy Spirit leads him into the wilderness. What's it say? It says the Holy Spirit leads him in there, filled, and he comes out on the other side with dunamis. So the whole process in the desert of him being tempted and going all that time, starving to death, thirsty because he hasn't drank any water. In that state, it's one thing to fast, but it's another thing to fast when Satan himself is coming up to you and tempting you and trying to get you to come out of your calling. And he goes through the whole process of the desert, filled, comes out on the other side with dunamis. Why are you saying? Because there's a price for dunamis. We pay a price for dunamis. Those who suffer with him will reign with him. So I looked up facts about dynamite. Listen to this. Dynamite is basically nitroglycerin. And there was a guy, he was a chemist, his name was Ascanio Sobrero. And this was in 1864. He was the first one that discovered nitroglycerin. And when he realized its explosiveness, he destroyed his notes because he said, this is too much power. It's going to get into the hands of the wrong people, and this could be disastrous. And he ripped up his notes and destroyed his notes. And then along comes this next guy whose name is Alfred Nobel, which we get the Nobel Peace Prize named after in 1866. He says, wait a minute. There's a way to deal with nitroglycerin. Listen to this. This is what, when I'm reading this, I'm like, only God can do this kind of stuff. So he literally invented dynamite. And this is what he did. He said, he took dynamite, which is nitroglycerin, and he knew it needed a sorbent. This power needed something to absorb it to keep it under control. And it says nitroglycerin is a liquid that spontaneously explodes and can detonate on touch, so it needs a sorbent. It needs something to absorb it, to stabilize it, and to control it. A sorbent, a substance which has the property of collecting molecules from another substance to absorb it. Listen to this. Clay is an example. Diatomaceous earth is an example. Isn't it interesting that in the beginning it says God created us and breathed into us, and all we were was a bunch of dirt, and his plan was to put this Holy Spirit, this dunamis power, this nitroglycerin in a human body. Jesus didn't come as some kind of superhero. What he did, though, is he took Peter, James, and John on top of the Mount of Transfiguration and transfigured himself. And he said, you want to see dynamite, guys? You want to see nitroglycerin in its real form? You want me to come outside of my body? And what it says in that transfiguration process, that his face, his body was so bright, it was shining like the sun. He was like, this is what the power is really like, but I can't go walking around in this state. I have to go walking around with this thing concealed on the inside of me.
you know, Peter's chopping off soldiers' ears. And Jesus is like, don't do that, Peter. And he heals the soldier's ear. And he's like, Peter, don't you understand that I could call a million angels right now? Don't you understand the power that's on the inside of me? But I'm not going to do it. It's not time for that yet. What we are doing is we are absorbing and we are being saturated and we are being filled and we are being overflowing. But God needs a body to absorb him. Every time you worship and every time you pray and every time you get into the word and every time you show up, you're absorbing, 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 absorbing. So in making dynamite, you have to have a substance that can absorb the power and then release the power through ignition. Ignition. Ignited. Lit. So in the same way as natural dynamite needs a sorbent to operate, so God has used our earthen vessels, our bodies, to absorb and contain this treasure in an earthen vessel. This dunamis dynamite power is to be ignited and to be released. And Jesus is transfigured. It says in Mark 9, verse 3, his clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth could whiten them. Elijah came and appeared, and Moses appeared. Peter didn't know what to say. They were terrified. They're absolutely terrified of what was happening. So with God's presence, with this dunamis power, with this dynamite power, there is a beauty to it, and there's also a terribleness to it. You have the spectrum. The Israelites were like, I don't want to hear that voice. I don't want to hear that voice that's coming from the mountain. It says the mountain was on fire, and there was, it was explosive. It's explosive things. We don't want to hear that. Jesus was showing them that his earthen vessel contained royal splendor. It literally says royal splendor. When it says no taste, he didn't taste death till they see the kingdom of God. That really literally means royal splendor. Present with dunamis. It says present with power, present with dunamis. The same way the holiest of holies was covered with animal skins in the tabernacle of Moses. The glory, the dunamis power was concealed and hidden under his skin, and it's hidden under our skin. And when that trumpet blows, when the trumpet blows, and you come in to the manifestation of a glorified body, you're gonna shine just like Jesus. It's the same spirit that was in Jesus is on the inside of you. And when that trumpet blows, and we are transfigured, we go to the next form, glorified bodies, glorified bodies. My prayer is, Jesus, this dunamis power, let's taste it. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's taste and see what this glorified body is like, this body that does not have disease, that does not have sickness. And we reach out our, can you reach out your hands right now? And we just reach out our hands and we say, Jesus, we receive this, we receive it. We receive it. We receive this power. We receive this dunamis. We receive your spirit right now, Jesus. We receive healing. We receive miracles. We receive the power to not only just live, but to live as overcomers. We receive it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. This is exactly what Jesus died for. Was to, for us to walk in wholeness. Receive it. Dunamis power blasting strongholds, blasting places where you're stuck. Dunamis power blasting a way through. Second Corinthians 4, starting in verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. He says, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body, the dying of the Lord, that the dunamis, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus, the dunamis of Jesus, also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. You know, we've been talking about seated with him in heavenly places, and don't you know it shows up again? In Ephesians 1:17, listen to what this says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is his exceeding greatness of his dunamis. And what is the exceeding greatness of his dynamite power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty dynamite, dunamis, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Didn't you know that dunamis had a hand, and you being seated with him in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion, and in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. And that he put all things under his feet and gave to him to be head over all things, the church, his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Dunamis. Dunamis. Acts 10:37 starts, that word you know which was proclaimed through all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with dunamis. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Luke 6:17, he came down with them and stood on a level place with the crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to him to hear him, and he healed all of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Dunamis went out from him and healed every one of them. Everyone. This next sequence is very interesting. Scripture-wise, it's Luke 8 and it starts in verse 40. And this is what it says, speaking of dunamis. It says, so it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had his only daughter was about 12 years of age. She was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. They were pulling on him, thronging him. It says, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all of her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any of them, came from behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those around him said, Master, the multitudes are thronging you and pressing you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived dynamite, dunamis power went out from me. There's something that happens when you touch Jesus. There's something that happens when you touch Jesus. There's something that happens when you touch Jesus. When you dare to move through the crowd, when you dare to do something, to go grab the hem of his garment, there's something that happens. Dunamis power is released from him into you. Dunamis power. Who touched me? Somebody touched me. I perceived dunamis went out from me. Do you know it's actually a tangible thing? Dunamis is actually a tangible thing. So when God begins to move through your body, you may feel a burning in that area where there's actually a disease. You may feel a burning, and what's happening is God is literally using his dunamis power, and he is burning up that thing. And I don't care how long you've had it or what it is or what the doctors have said, the dunamis power will go to that area right now, and it will clean house. It will clean it out. Brain tumors have to go. If it's a brain tumor, it has to go. Any tumors in the body have to go when dunamis power hits the spot. And we pray right now, Holy Spirit, you will go into that area, into that specific place of your body. We are the body of Christ, and our right is health. Our right. We have a right through the blood of Jesus Christ right now in this house to be healed of all diseases. Mental, physical, spiritual, everything. He's just waiting for somebody to say something. Let's do it again. Put your hand on whatever you need healing on right now. Come on, let's do it. Put your hand on whatever you need healing on. Is it your brain? What is it? Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? What is it? What needs healing? Put your hands on it right now. We really ask Jesus for a release of the dunamis power into that area. And it can be tangible. So if you feel something, it's Jesus, it's the Holy Spirit moving to that area, moving into that area. Maybe you feel a burning sensation. Maybe you feel a tingling sensation. But Jesus will respond when we use his name. We say, in the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed right now. Be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. She had a flow of blood for 12 years, and all she did was she broke her way through the crowd and grabbed him and touched him one time, and 12 years of pain and agony and suffering was released just like that, just by touching the hem of his garment. The devil lied to you and said, you've had this way, way too long to be healed. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Don't believe the lies that you can't be touched. Don't believe the lies that you can't be healed. Don't believe the lies that you're in here today and you can't be saved. Don't believe the lies. Immediately, her flow of blood stopped. Can you imagine the suffering that she went through? It says that she went to all these physicians and doctors. In another version, it actually says they made her worse. So desperate for a touch. Jesus said, who touched me? Now when they saw the woman, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and she fell down before him and she declared in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said, her daughter, be of good cheer, her faith made you well. Go in wholeness. Go in peace. And while he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue house saying to him, your daughter is dead. It doesn't get much worse than that. Your daughter's dead. He said, don't trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, do not be afraid, only believe. And she, wait a minute, my daughter is dead. Wait a minute. Don't be afraid. What? What? Don't be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, don't weep, she's not dead, she's sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead, but he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, little girl. And then her spirit returned. Her spirit had left and her body was laying there lifeless and she was dead. She was dead. Her spirit had gone out of her and her spirit returned and she rose immediately and he commanded that she go get something to eat. Oh, that's too much. Parents were astonished, but he charged them and he told them not to tell anybody what happened. Can you imagine that? Luke 9, he calls his 12 disciples together and he gave them dynamite. He called the 12 disciples together and he gave them power dunamis and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, don't take anything for the journey, neither staffs nor bag nor bread nor money. And do not take two tunics. Do not have two tunics apiece. Do you know he wanted to send them out in a desperate state? Imagine you being a disciple. And Jesus says, here's a bunch of dynamite. Now go out with basically nothing. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's what he does. He calls the dead things to life. He can speak into empty space and say, let there be light, because he's God. And we trust you, Jesus. We trust you. We trust you. He gave them dynamite. Authority over every devil. We're finishing up here. Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 2, 1, it says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing except among you, except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness. I was with you in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of dunamis. But in demonstration of the Spirit and dynamite, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Isn't it interesting that God brings Paul into that place of weakness, fear, and trembling, and he's demonstrating the Spirit of God, and people are being healed left and right, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. This is what God does. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the dynamite that works in us. According to the dynamite, the dunamis, to him be glory to the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. You can all stand. Lastly, this is 2 Corinthians 12. If the prayer people want to come up, it says, it's doubtless not profitable for me to boast. And I want to encourage you today, if you have some, you know, sometimes you have to dip twice. If you have something that you're dealing with, come down and get prayer. Get anointed with oil and get prayer. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, he didn't even know whether he's in his body or out of his body. So I don't know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Caught up to the third heaven. Caught up to the third heaven. Paul was caught up to the third heaven. He said, I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of not of myself. I will not boast except in my infirmities, for though I might desire to boast, I would not be a fool. For I will speak the truth, but I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn was given to my flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, my dunamis is made perfect in weakness. My dunamis, my dynamite, is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities than the dynamite of Christ may rest upon me. I would rather boast of that the power of the dynamite may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, I am dunamis. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your dunamis power. We thank you for the blood that was shed that heals every disease. By your stripes we are healed, and we declare it in Jesus' name. pray a sealing of this word, Jesus. We thank you for your people. We just bless your people. We bless your people. We bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.